Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration, and I still have tickets available for my Bliss Project event, March 2nd through the 4th, 2018. I can't even believe it. This will be the sixth event that we've done, and we will have around 400 to 500 women there. I can't even wait. That means I get to meet so many of you in person, and we are going to have 3 days of the most beautiful, epic tribe building weekend. So if you're ready to really up-level your life, meet your tribe, have experiences that you have never had before, which means you are going to gain perspective that you've never had before, then you guys cannot miss this. So go to theblissproject.info. There are women from all over the world. Last year, we had 8 different countries. Tons of women come alone. So if you're like, I don't have a friend that I think can go, come alone. We have over probably 60 to 70% of women come alone. And truly, the ones that come alone say that they have an exceptional experience and they gained so much out of it because they got to have their own experience. So you guys, I pray that you join us. That's the place where I really get to meet you and just spend some really good time together. It makes everything so tangible and you get to work through everything in person and right then and there. So it's at theblissproject.info and that link is in the show notes. And today I'm going to talk about something that we actually talk about at the Bliss Project. We spend a little bit of time on this every single year and it's just one of the topics that maybe holding you back without even realizing it, or may have affected you in a major way. And that is gossip. And, you know, I have been deeply affected by gossip and I've definitely got the tools now to handle it, to deal with it. And also when I get tempted to partake in it. And the reason that this is coming up for me is because I recently heard some gossip about myself. And while it was really small and not meant to harm at all, it actually felt like I got punched in the guts. Now, the person who said these things still does not know that I know, and it's not a big deal, but at the same time, it brought me back to a place where I felt a lot of deep pain. And sometimes this gossip is so light and so maybe it wasn't even meant to harm, but what it did was it made me look at the different places in my life where maybe I'm doing these little tiny things and have not realized it. Because immediately when I heard it, what it made me want to do was to gossip back, to dig in, to look for what's wrong. And I immediately remembered that doing that feels so crappy. And what came into my mind is gossip blocks your blessings. It just does. Gossip blocks your blessings. So a few quotes that I absolutely love that I remembered is gossip dies when it enters the ears of the wise. Gossip dies when it enters the ears of the wise. Let gossip die with you, because words are truly life-giving or they're death-giving, right? So we live and die by what people say and also by what we say. So words carry so much energy. And I know that you've probably experienced this before, that if you've said something about someone, you feel sick. You're like, why did I say that? I feel so awful. Now, I'm not saying that if things need to be talked through or talked about that you can't ever say how you feel. But there's a difference between gossip and really talking through how you feel, right? So if you have somebody that you can talk to about something, maybe someone has said something about you, or maybe something's coming up, or maybe someone's driving you crazy, or maybe you have an issue with someone, find that person that you know is a safe zone for you and really start with the introduction of, hey, I need to talk this out. I don't want this to be considered gossip. I need to really verbalize this. I'm a verbal processor. I need to get this off my chest. And I also want to see if I can come up with a way to fix this or to cope with this or to deal with this. So you never leave it open-ended. What you want to do is you want to figure out what you're going to do about it at the end, right? So in my situation, I ended up talking through it. I ended up asking my husband to go on a walk with me to just verbalize everything about how I felt. And then I made the decision that for me, it's not worth it to confront this person because number one, it's not a big deal. And number two, I firmly don't believe it's going to change anything. And number three, I had already let it go. So if I was able to let it go and it didn't bother me and I know where that person stands for me, then I'm good with it. Like, it's completely fine. It's not someone I'm really close to, so it's totally fine. I know that these things come out of this person's mouth all the time. It's not worth it to me. If it was worth it, I would absolutely confront that person. And I have many times before in different situations like this. So if it's a close relationship, you absolutely should confront that person if you want to continue a close relationship with that person. Otherwise, built up resentment is going to happen, right? So find that person that can hold the space for you until you can come to a conclusion of what you want to do about it. But just talking about the person or bad mouthing the person is actually going to leave you feeling like absolute shit, right? So find that person that can hold that space for you and can hold that clarity maybe and can really help you work into a place where you feel really good about what you're going to do or what you're going to say or with letting it go. If you can't come to a conclusion that night, maybe say, hey, can I call you tomorrow? Or I'm going to think on this and I'm going to let you know what I'm going to do, right? So if you're going to talk through it and you are going to talk about the person, make sure that you come to a conclusion that is peaceful, that is loving, and always have the utmost, highest intention of finding what you want to fix in the end, of finding something that's going to give you peace, of finding something that's going to let you be able to forgive or confront or work through it, right? The highest good, the highest intention. So just know that gossip blocks your blessings. So if you are doing it, go and make something right if you've gossiped about somebody to someone. Say, you know, the other day when I was talking about someone, I feel really bad because that might not all be true. That might be my perspective on it. That might not have been exactly how they said it. That might not have been 100% what they said. They may not have even realized what they said because somewhere along the lines, you are blocking a blessing for yourself or you're carrying some negative weight with you, right? You feel it. And it's just a really bad place to be. And I have to tell you that when people talk about other people around me, especially if I realize that it's a habit, I'm pretty much scared of creating a relationship with that person because I know it's only a matter of time before they talk about me. So if you have a girlfriend or a group of girls or a group of friends or guys or whatever that is that are constantly talking about people, it's only a matter of time until you are going to be the center of that topic. So bring love to those circles. You can be the person that gossip dies with, and that is powerful, and it's not easy, you guys. I have been in so many circles where I'm like, oh, why didn't I stop that? Why didn't I help that person? Why didn't I help save that person's character? Why didn't I speak up? So let's be the people that gossip dies with. Let's speak up. Let's feel better. Let's free ourselves and let's use the safe spaces to process, to verbalize, to come to a conclusion, to come to a place of peace, to come to a place of power, because you truly are going to gain your power back when you figure out what you're going to do and you start confronting things. You know, you guys, I'm writing my book right now, A Tribe Called Bliss is what it's called. And it's all about, you know, the new way of being, the new girl code, the new building of tribes, and how tribes crumble are from the inside, right? And it's going to happen through gossip. So if we have things to talk about, there's a way to do it. We can have these conversations. We can confront things. We can stop building the walls. We can stop avoiding. This is why we don't want to be friends with people. This is why we avoid women relationships. So be the person that starts a new ripple, right? Be the person that starts actually being okay with saying how you feel and knowing that in the end, it's better than gossiping and building a wall or building an untruth or saying things that are not real. I'm so passionate about this topic because it's such an easy thing for all of us to do. I've been guilty of it. I know everybody that I've ever met has been guilty of it. And it's okay. We can forgive ourselves and we can let the gossip die here. Be a gossip killer. How awesome. What a great thing to be known for, that whatever someone says to you is safe within whatever they say, right? Is safe with you. What a beautiful way to be known. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, I'm so grateful for you. And I pray that you become a gossip killer because it is just a beautiful, peaceful way of being. You never have to worry who you're around, what you've said. In fact, people want to be around you because they feel so good and feel so safe. And until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.